We are learning Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, and we are starting from the two dots, close to the top. It said in the Mishnah, Al El will play Rosh Hashanah. They go out, the Shluchim go out to tell the people who live far away about Rosh Chodesh. They go out Rosh Chodesh El because Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is usually on the 30th day of El. So if you tell them Rosh Chodesh El, there's no Rosh Hashanah. And they go out again, or after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is on Rosh Hashanah, they go out again because Tekanas HaMayadas. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Break the Gemara Kasha, Kivin the Nafgalu El. Once they go out Rosh Chodesh El, so they know where Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is usually on the 30th day. So at Tishrei, Lamalu, why are they going out again in Tishrei? The Chid Tema, maybe you're telling me, you know what the problem is? Dilma Abrul El. Maybe that year, El will be an extra day, and Rosh Hashanah will be on the 31st day of El. That will be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So, and that's why you have to go out. But Frank Demar, it's not true. From after the days of Ezra and on, El was never more than 29 days. Zokta Gemara, you're right. It never happened because they never needed it. But if it turned out that they needed it, there are certain cases when you have to add on a day, like we'll see in the Gemara on Daf Chaf, so so then there would be Eber. So therefore you had to send that Shluchim just in case they added an extra day. You had to tell them what to do for the Yom Kippur and for Sukkot. Frank the Gemara, but if you do that, Hamakalka Rosh Hashanah. It turns out they kept Rosh Hashanah on the wrong day. Rashi Shitasi holds that at this point in time, they only kept one day Rosh Hashanah. They only kept one day Rosh Hashanah because the Shluchim came in El, and they went Basar Raiv that Rosh Hashanah was always on the 30th day of El, and they've only kept one day Rosh Hashanah. But now you're going to send, you're going to make an Ibra of the day, and they send out the Shluchim, you're going to ruin the Rosh Hashanah. Hamakalka Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara, Mutav the Kalka Rosh Hashanah is Kalka Kulam Adas. We'd rather you ruin Rosh Hashanah on Mafreya and not ruin the other Yom Tov, keep the rest of the Yom Tov on the wrong day, and therefore we go and let them know that the day really Rosh Hashanah was a day later, and you kept Rosh Hashanah on the wrong day, and this way you'll keep at least Yom Kippur, Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres all on the same day. Dekanami, the Ketani, it says in the Lashon of Mishnah, Tisha Brei Tekanas HaMa'adas. It doesn't say Lashon Me'adas, it's Tekanas Ma'adas. Shema Minah, that we're coming to fix up the Me'adas, and even though we're going to be Mekalka Rosh Hashanah at the same time. Yeah?
Rosh Hashanah is
usually... Right, now...
Not an L.
Right, now, no, so I'll do this. L, every month, could be either 29 days or 30 days. So they found out Rosh Chodesh El when it was, so they knew when Aleph El was, and the 30th day of El, which is after 29th of El, that day was Rosh Hashanah, which is Av Tishrei. It could be that day was really still El. Because when we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, that means there's Lamed El, then the next day is Av Tishrei. So they always went Basar Raiv, like in May Ezra, El was never extra day. And therefore they kept 1 day Rosh Hashanah, and they kept it on the 30th day of El, which was Av Tishrei. 30th day of El. Now what happened was, let's say 1 year, they had to add an extra day to El, whatever the reason is, because we'll see later on in the Gemara that certain times, if Yom Kippur ends up on a Friday and a Sunday, that's a problem. So they had to add it on a day. If they add it on a day, so then Klal Yisrael doesn't know that, because Klal Yisrael at that point were keeping the wrong day Rosh Hashanah. And if they keep the wrong day Rosh Hashanah, then they keep the wrong day Yom Kippur and the wrong day Sukkot. So what we do is, we send that Shlichim and say, by the way, the day Rosh Hashanah you kept was the wrong day. That was really Lalef El, Elf, was not Aleph Tishrei. And they only kept one day Rosh Hashanah. So they didn't keep Rosh Hashanah.
According to
Rashi, only kept one day Rosh Hashanah at that time. So according to not Rashi, you have to see Tosis Pshat, that what it means exactly, that Tosis learns that they kept two days Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara's Kasha is that it comes out they kept 2 days Misafik. They weren't sure which day was what. It says, to the Kalka Rosh Hashanah, you shouldn't have to keep 2 days of Sukkot and 2 days of Yom Kippur. That's Tosis Pshat. We're not getting Tosis Pshat because Tosis Pshat is more complicated. We're going to Rashi's Pshat. Rashi's Pshat, they kept 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. And you can look at Tosis Ali's Kalkalu at the end of Tosis, talks us out. But we're going to Rashi's Pshat. We don't want to confuse everyone. We're going to Rashi's Pshat. There's 1 day Rosh Hashanah. And 1 day Rosh Hashanah, it turns out that if you come out and tell them you kept day Rosh Hashanah, it'd be very upsetting. I kept the wrong day Rosh Hashanah? So yeah, it's better to be upsetting about it was Kalka Rosh Hashanah. So really, you ask a different question. What do you mean it was Kalka Rosh Hashanah? They kept Rosh Hashanah the wrong day. What do you want? So there is a Tosis that says later on that out of the Beis HaMikdash, if they keep a certain day with Basar Raiv, it might be really Rosh Hashanah. Until they get until they get news that it was different, that day was really Rosh Hashanah. They have a right to really keep the day Rosh Hashanah. It's possible that two Rosh Hashanahs, it's a very interesting thing. And until the Edom come and say that there was a Kiddush Chesh a different day, it's really Rosh Hashanah. So now when it come to Edom and say that was the wrong day, right now, from now on, you're Makalka Rosh Hashanah. Until now, it was really Rosh Hashanah. What? Yeah, but the Kiddush is you can have two different places. That's the Kiddush that the Taisha speaks later on, Daf Chaval Rav, Der Masel Levi, that you can have even two different places. You can have the Rosh Hashanah. But upon him, that's what means this Kalko Rosh Hashanah. So to Gemara Vayit, Val Kislev Ben Chanukah, Val Ad Ben Purim. They went out Kislev Ben Chanukah, Val Ador Ben Purim. That's what it says in our Mishnah. What happens if you have a new Adar? Ve'ilu Nis Abra Hashanah. Let's say sometimes there's an Ibiyah, which means you have Adar Sheni. Ve'ilu Nis Abra Hashanah, Yoytzim Afa Adar Sheni Ben Purim, like Atani. It doesn't say that, let's say you have an Abra, you make an Ibiyah, you have to send them out again to tell them about the next Purim. That doesn't say. So Mastisim Deloy Karebi. It's not like Rabbi, the Talmud of the Brai. So Rabbi Imnis Abra Hashanah, if it ended up being an Ibiyar, Yoytzim Afal Adasheni, Pnei HaPurim. You go out, Adasheni also, to know when Purim is. They go out, they have to tell when Rosh Chodesh Adar is. Rosh Chodesh Adasheni. So you should know which day, the 15th day of Adar is, and the 14th day of Adar is for Purim. You should have to know when Purim is. So therefore, you have to go out again for Adasheni also. But our Tanhol is not like that. What's the Pshat in the Machlekes? Lema b'halka mifigi. The Marasavar called mitzvahs ha-nehagas b'shein nehagas b'rishay. Our Tanhol holds that when you have two Adars, the first in Purim Katan, you keep all the mitzvahs of Purim, you yaitz of Purim. You don't have to keep the second Purim. Well, Marasavar, therefore you don't need Edom coming out Adasheni, because you know you're ready to b'kayim all the mitzvahs of Purim. Well, Marasavar, Rebbe holds called mitzvahs nehagas b'shein nehagas b'rishay. All mitzvahs are negev sheni, are not negev rishon. So that's what sounds like Machlekes will be. And it comes out, it'll be a stam mishnah, that you keep all the mitzvahs in the first Purim, which we know is not the halacha. So that's not good. So we're like, the kuli yama mitzvahs are negev sheni, ain't negev rishon. Everyone agrees that mitzvahs are negev sheni, ain't negev rishon. You have to know when Purim sheni is, when the second Purim is, and the other sheni. V'hacha, be'ibra shana k'mifgi. Here the Machlekes is, be'ibra shana. The Tanya, we're going to explain this. The Tanya, what don't you understand? So what you don't understand is, oh, it's a way to speak this out, but I'll speak it out now. You're asking like this. Good, maybe they'll know when Purim is, for whatever reason is. But how do they know there was an Ibiyah? They're keeping Pesach on that day. If you don't have Stuchim coming out, going out by Adar Sheni, to tell them when Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni was, so how do they know it was an Ibiyah? It's a bomb kasha. So Tosis asks the question. Tosis Vassal Mastisim. And Tosis answers like this. When they see no Edom come, they know it's Ibiyah. Because if the Chodesh after Adar was Nisan, they would have came out for Pesach. No Edom showed up, no Shluchim, they know, no, this is Adar. The only question is that you don't know exactly when Purim is. That's the more discussion now. Why don't you know when Purim is? We'll see what the Bir Machlekes is. But they knew for sure it's Ibiyah because no Edom came for Nisan. That's the Taisus learns. The Ritva says different. The Ritva says that of course they send that Edom that's Ibiyar, but they don't have to send Edom to tell them when Rosh Chodesh is. So that means at the end of this first Adar, they'll send that to Shluchim, tell them, by the way, we're making Adar Sheni this year. They don't have to know what day it is. Just they know it's another Adar. That's all they have to know. So that's the Ritva's Pshat. So you have Taisa Pshat because no Edom came, and the Ritva's Pshat. But the Shaila is, why don't you have Edom going out to tell you when Rosh Chodesh is to know when Purim is? That's the question. So first thing we're trying to say is because you Purim Katan have all the mitzvahs of Purim. But the Gemara says, no. L'kuli Yama don't have the mitzvah of Purim. So what's the Machlekes? V'halcha, good Maji?
Yes.
V'halcha, b'ibishana k'mefagi. But here, the Machlekes is b'ibishana. What does that mean? In Tanya Tabraisa, kama ibishana. When you do an Ibiyar, how many days is it? Like we said before, some months are 29 days, some months are 30 days. So how much is an ibishana? When you add on a month, what type of month do you add on? A 30-day month or 29-day month? Kama ibishana, lamad yom. Tanya Kama says it's always a 30-day month. Rav Shimamil Aymer, by the way, when it says Ibar Shana, the Adar Rishon is considered the Ibar. That's considered the extra month. So really talking about Adar Rishon. How long is Adar Rishon? Zok the Tanakama, it's 30 days long, the first Adar, which is the extra Adar. It's considered the extra Adar. Shem Milayim HaChodesh, 29 days. Maishna, so Mar is explaining now. So therefore, Klal Yisrael, once they know it's Ibiyah, they know how many days Adar Rishon was. Because Fidat Tanakama, it's always 30 days. Fidat Shemimil, it's always 29 days. So therefore, that's the Biyam HaChlekes. Frank Demara, why is that Biyam HaChlekes? Ma'isho la'amad yadi, chayosh nam yadi. Whichever man the Yama it is, they know it, how much it is. You don't need shluchim. So what do you need shluchim for? Because if you hold like Tanakama, you know the first hour is always 30 days, so you know exactly when Purim is. And if you're saying a meal, it's always 29 days, you know exactly when Purim is. So it's still shver. Why would you send that shluchim v'ad ha'sheni? So Gemara says, no. Omer HaPapa, man the Yama Chodesh means Rotz HaChodesh, Rotz HaShloshim. Something is 29 days, something is 30 days. So Fi Rav Shimon Gamil says that the first ad of something is 29 days, something is 30 days. So you have to send that Shluchim to tell Klal Yisrael when Rosh Chodesh Ad HaSheni was. So you should know when to keep Purim. But according to Tanna Kamma, it's always 30 days. Once you know when Rosh Chodesh Ad HaRishon was, and you know it's Ibrayar, like we said, Taisa Ritva, then automatically you'll know when the regular Purim is. Why? Because the first Ad is exactly 30 days, and then Rosh Chodesh is the next day, and then you know exactly when Purim is. So that's Pshat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going with the Man Yama holds that the first Ad is always 30 days, and if we don't have to let anyone know about when Rosh Chodesh Ad HaSheni was. Hey there, Bishua ben Levi, Mishum Kaglis Yerushalayim, Al Shnei Adarim Shemekachim, on the two Adarim that Yemekadish Ayisam, Yoyim Ebureim. He holds that both Adars always are a Shchedish on the day that would have been the 30th day of the month before. For example, on Lamed Shvat is always a Shchedish Adar Rishayin, and on Lamed Adar Rishayin is always a Shchedish Adar Sheini. Lememra, the Chaserin Avdina, Lemeim Le Avdina. So you see from here that they're a chaser and not a male. That they're both chaserim and not a male. Because you always, so you see they're always 29 days and not 30 days. Malayim le avdinam. Lafuke with the darsh rachim chista. The only thing that bothers me is, how do you see the second adar is, how do you see? So you have to say, the Mekatcha Yom Ibrahim is a little bit shver. Yeah, Rashi says it means like this. The Mekatcha Yom Ibrahim means that Nisan also. It's really Nisan. It's not really the two. I was saying Shvat. It can't be like that because it's saying both are Chaser. So what it means is like this, that Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni is on the 30th day of Adar Rishon, which means Adar Rishon is Chaser. And on the 30th day of Adar Sheni is Chodesh Nisan. The Lashon Gemara is a little bit shver. It says, Mekadesh both Adarim on Yom Ibrahim. It's not true. One is Adar and one is Nisan. But we're saying, Lememra, the Chaserin Avdinim, Leila Avdinim. Rashi learns it means that you Mekadesh, the next Rosh Chodesh, always on the Iber, which means Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni is on the 30th day of Adar Rishon. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on the 30th day of Adar Sheni. Lememra, the Chaserin Avdinim, Leila Avdinim, you see that the 2 months of Adar are 29 days long and not 30 days long. Lafuki of Darash of Nachem Rechista. That this is already not like the Tanakhama we saw before, that Adar Rishon is 30 days. Lafuk of Darash of Nachmar Chista, the Darash of Nachmar Chista, hey, Dravah Simayim, Shum Chagis, Chari Malachi, Ashnei Adarim, Shum Rotzla, Sesim, Shneim, Malayim, Maisim. You can make them both full 30 days, Shneim, Chaser, Maisim, both of them 29 days, Echod Malib, Echod Chaser, Maisim, can make one full and one Chaser, which means the first one will be 30 days and the second one Chaser, Maisim. You can also do that. Vekacho Inoyigam Megerlo. That's how Noyig Gerla, the first Adar was a Malay, and the second Adar was a Chasa. Mishum Rabbeinu Amru, Lo'oilam, you always, the facts are, Echad Malay v'Echad Chasa, Achi Avadolach, Shehukva, Rosh Chodesh V'Adai. That's always the stoma, that the first one is 30 days, the second one is 29 days, besides for a case where you know, you Mekadesh, Rosh Chodesh, with Ria, and they made the first one Chasa. So usually, the first one is Malay, and the second one is Chasa, unless you know otherwise. And that's usually the way it is. Like this year is the Ibiyar, there's 2 days with Shchaydish Ad Hasheni. Why? Because the first month is a Malay, and the second one is a Chasa. Shokhle Ma'okva, Adar Asomach Lenisan Olam Chasa. The Takas Ma'okva, the fact of the matter is like this, that the Adar Asomach Lenisan, the Ad Hasheni is always Chasa, which means the first one is usually 30 days, and second Ad is usually 29 days. So we have a bunch of different shittas here. We have some shittas, both a Chasa, both a Malay, Echa Malay, Chasa. The only thing we don't have is that the first one's Chasa and the second one's Malay. That's the only one we don't really have such a shita. Zok the Gemara. Masiv, the guy Tosef has a kasha that if Adar Samach Nisan is always chaser, why do we have to go out for shluchim on Nisan pre Pesach? It is always the fact. Tosef says the Gemara is going to slug up the sheet anyway, so don't worry about it. You get a kasha. If Adar is always Samach Nisan, it's always a chaser, so what do you need? Once you know when Adar is, So what do you need? Yeah. This is not now talking about the Israel yard. So any time, Adar's always, someone's always chasim. So once you have, they go ask Shluchim for Adar, because Purim, you shouldn't have to need Nisan. Master of Nachman, Nachman the Kasha, Ashnecha Doshim Mechalim Shabbos. There are 2 months a year that Edim can Mechal Shabbos to come to Bezdin to say they saw the new moon. Which 2 months? Al Nisan Val Tishrei. Al Nisan and Al Tishrei, those are 2 months that let Mechal Shabbos come from Chutz Tchum to be made that these months are that the Rishchayos happen these days. If you say someone's Adar is Molly Zim Chaser, that's you have to Mechal Shabbos. Eli Amrit, Loilim Chasa, Amai Mechalino. Why would we be Mechal Shabbos? L'chayra, we know it's Oilim Chasa. Why do we have to Mechal Shabbos? And the Gemara is a mitzvah of Mechal Sharia. It's a mitzvah of Mechal Sharia, and therefore, in Mechal Shabbos. Why Dafka? These two have to see from the Gemara later on about it. Why these two Chadashim Dafka? But Akapanim, the Gemara is saying is, the reason is because it's a mitzvah of Mechal Sharia, and Amir Hashem will pick up tomorrow over here. Maybe we'll give a little recap and pick up tomorrow over here.